Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Dear Kev on Stage, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. You submit the questions, I give you the advice. Whether you take it or not, it's completely up to you. I won't be held liable for the things I say. You can send your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Everyone remains anonymous at all times. Let's get right into the first question. Dear Kev, I'm writing because I'm worried about my appearance. I met the love of my life and I'm extremely happy with him. He is 10 years older than me, and while it is extremely unexpected, we mesh well together and have had a very happy relationship. What worries me is the appearance of his ex-girlfriends and love interests. While I admit it can be toxic to go back in someone's past, I found myself doing it anyway. However, when I'm looking up the women that my boyfriend previously dated, they've all been below average on the scale of looks. I would go so far as to say that one of them was like a really ugly version of Rumpelstiltskin. And I was shocked to find out my boyfriend was interested in her and was able to get it up and have sex with someone who looked this way. While researching his exes, I came to the stunning realization that I may be ugly as well, since his views of unattractive women is vastly skewed, and I would even say delusional. When I brought this up to him, he chalked it up to him being lonely in desperate times when he met these women, but nonetheless, I feel as though maybe I'm not as attractive as I thought in my lifetime. I'm not a 10 by any means, but I figure with my personality involved, I was a solid 6-7. With these other girls, he was well below. They were 3 or 4. Most of the time, 3.5 out of pity. What should I do if I feel that I'm as ugly as his exes? It's been weighing down my self-esteem, and while it's pushed me to lose weight and live a better lifestyle, I now fear that I may be ugly and have become depressed thinking about it. What a sobering realization that you could possibly be the hunchbacktress of Notre Dame. Oh. And now you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right in your fear. Like, hold on. Oh. They all ugly. They all looking at my man like, you want bacon egg for breakfast? I make it, and then I go back to my cave. I like eggs, you want it? And then you looking at them like, these girls is ugly. And then you looking at yourself like, am I ugly too? I can't possibly be. The sunlight, my precious. No. Listen, Sherlock Holmeses, the chances are you are not very attractive. That is a real life possibility. And the unfortunate truth is, working out don't make you pretty. It just makes you fit. You can be fit and ugly. You can be fat and beautiful. Ugly don't change with your weight, and beauty don't change neither. But here's something that you should know, and maybe this puts your potentially ugly heart at ease. I dated some ducks in my day. Oh boy, I dated some. When I was in high school and I hadn't really fully achieved my full form, I had some girls in 9th grade, 10th grade. They was looking just like his exes were looking.
Hey, Kevin, I noticed you in U.S. history. Did you learn about gargoyles? That is my family tree. Will you date me, Kevin, and kiss me in the mouth? I like kiss with you.
But then I found my wife in high school as well, and she's beautiful and gorgeous, and I realized that I just had my own issues, that I didn't feel like I could pull a woman of her caliber. And when I met her, I threw caution to the wind. So I agree with him. It is equally as possible that you are as ugly as the day is long in the summertime. But you could also be beautiful, and he didn't even have the confidence to be with someone as beautiful as you until he met you. So take it from me, who dated some ducks, some pork rinds in the face before I met my lovely, beautiful wife. And if y'all don't know her, check her out, Miss Kev on Stage. There ain't no cap. You understand what I'm saying? You could look at her and see I ain't lying to you. And look at me. She's out of my league, and that's fine with me. I'm okay with that. So you're either ugly or beautiful, but either way, you have love. Next question. Hi. I've been married for 7 years. 2 years ago, my husband was super drunk and blacked out. I had to get him in the car. His phone was in the front seat. I unlocked his phone, and I seen texts from men and Snapchats of male privates and him commenting on them. The next morning, I confronted him about it, and he said he's been having these feelings for a long time, even when we were dating and since we've been married. We have a child together. What should I do? Well, I'm not an advocate for divorce, but you are married to a gay man. It looks like he was gay far before you, and it's highly unlikely that his gayness will be changed by being with you. Looks like you've been married to a gay man. Hold up, 2 years ago you found that out? I thought that said 2 weeks ago. Hold on now. You've been living with this for 2 years, and if I hadn't started this show, you wouldn't know what to did. Well, don't expect this advice to help you, girl. I don't know. The fact that he was honest with you is all you can really expect. One might even say that he got caught on purpose just so he could have the freedom of gay love. Maybe he's just a great co-partner and father, but I don't think it's fair to you to continue to be married to a man who more than likely is more physically attracted to men than he is to you. You're already 7 years in. Now, listen, I'm not advocating for divorce. I just don't know that you can change it. Think your man's just gay. And you could either continue to be married to a gay man, or you could petition for a new relationship where you could be married to a straight man. But if you think the answer is to change him, I don't know that that's the case. Looks like he's been hiding it, maybe because of society, a religious background, unsurety, self-esteem issues. But I don't think you should go into life saying, man, I'm about to ungay this. I'm about to throw that thing in a circle so much. He's going to be like, man, you know what? I don't even like men no more. I don't like men no more. I am delivered. I love women, 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 women. Look at him. He said he was delivered. Do you think he was? I'm not judging. I'm just saying, do you think he was? You seen the videos. They still go viral. The chances are low. Good on you for figuring that out. And best of luck to you in your quest for heterosexual love. Dear Kev. Here goes. I've been flirting with this guy, sending texts, talking on the phone, and when we see each other, the tension is palpable. But we never speak in public, and we also never really meet up. Why, you ask? Oh, I do ask. This guy is my best friend's fiance. I've been getting his number a few years back to organize something because we have mutual friends. Now we've bumped into each other. We're occasionally on the same commute to work. And it was all cordial, but I started to like him more. And I know I'm trash for that, which you are. Good self-awareness. But to make sure I wasn't crazy, I texted him something of the likes of, hey, was nice to see you, yada, yada, yada. And from there, it just got on. Honestly, I think it was just physical at this point, and he does too. We talked about it. So my questions are this. One, should we just do the sex one time for the one time and leave it at that? Two, tell my best friend what I've been talking to old dude about and expose us both? Three, do nothing and hope the lust fades, even though it's been over 8 months. Women be trash. Women be basura. Should you do the sex one time for the one time? You know how it is. Girl, you know what? It's going to be weird if you do the sex one time for the one time, and then your girl like, man, my boy Tyrone, he put it down last night. And you be like, I know he did. Like, oh, what you mean by that? I'm just saying. He looks like he can do. I'm not saying he's done it to me, but I'm just saying by the looks of things, he know what he, you know, he knows his way around a plumbing circuit. You know what I'm talking about, girl. That's risky, because what if he's great and now you're just in a committed relationship with your best friend's fiance? You supposed to be the maid of honor or a bridesmaid? And you having sex with the pre-groom? He ain't even the groom yet. You having pre-sex with the pre-groom? If you do that, oh, risky. Tell my best friend that you've been talking to old dude and expose us both, or hope the lust fades. How about you do this? Have the sex with him. Hidden camera it. Okay? Boom. Tell your best friend, listen, I don't know if you should be with Tyrone, okay? Because I think he's cheating on you. Like, girl, how you know? Listen, I got this tape anonymously in the mail. And it's a video of him on VHS. And then show it to her, but blur your face out. And then be like, dang, girl, he cheating on you. And then boom, she's like, wait, isn't that a picture of you? And you forgot to blur your own face out. And now you're caught in the throes of passion. And she knows it was you who tried to blackmail her for the love of her life. I think the answer is D. Stop being her friend. Okay, this is even something you suggested. Stop being her friend and see how they do. If they break up, all bets is off. But you can't be a good friend and have sex one time for the one time with this girl's fiance. You're either a homewrecker or a good friend. In this situation, you can't be both. You can't be both. Y'all gonna be giving the toast. Maybe you have a little bit too much to drink of the whiskey at night. And now you gotta tell the truth, like to Tyrone and one time we had sex. What? You won't be able to sleep at night if you do that. And you gotta be able to sleep at night. And I sleep great at night. You know why? Because I have a purple mattress. Oh, do I love it? I've been out of town for, 8 days or something like that. And we stay in some pretty nice hotels, but none of these hotels have the purple mattress. See, all these new fancy hotels, they usually have memory foam, because memory foam was the thing. Oh, memory foam. But purple? Oh, purple has brand new technology that was developed by NASA scientists. So it's both firm and soft at the same time, and it sleeps cool. And being a bigger dude like I am, I tend to run a little bit hot. So having a cool, firm, soft, relaxing mattress is key to a good night's sleep. So right now, I've got a special deal for my listeners, because you're going to love purple. And right now, y'all will get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to great gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's DEAR to 84888. Message and data rates apply. Next question. Before we get there, remind you, this is on Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are found, on YouTube and Facebook. If you want to submit questions, you will always be able to submit them anonymously to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Dear Kev, I'm a longtime fan. I know you already said you wouldn't, but please don't say my name. I ain't. Long story short, I've been married to my best friend for 7 years. I'm 29, 3 beautiful children. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I was a nurse. My husband has a great income. We just bought our dream home. We are very active in my father's church. My husband just confessed about a month ago that he slept with at least 7 different women throughout the course of our marriage, the last one being a year ago. He said he just wanted to be saved and had to come clean. I had no clue. He even confessed to everything to my dad, who was also his bishop. We've just started counseling and seem to be doing pretty good. He seems really dedicated. I'm actually going to give him at least one chance to be a legit husband. I just want to know what you think. Am I crazy for trying to make it work? Let me also say this. In the bedroom, I never denied him and gave him the best sex. He even says that. I'm also fairly attractive. His reason for cheating was that he was making horrible decisions, not ready to get married, and also said that I didn't dress sexy enough in public or at the house. And when the kids were young, I was not always my best. What should I do? You know, whether I think you sound crazy or not, it really isn't important. You got to understand whether you can accept the fact that your husband has slept around on you with 7 women. 7 is a number of completion. He's completed 7 acts of different sex with someone other than you.
I don't got to look myself in the mirror and say, oh, man, oh, I got to do with this. Who am I? Who am I? Only you can answer that question. And only you can prevent forest fires. I can't stop forest fires. Only you can. Here's an interesting thought from Esther Perel. She says that back in the day, we shame people for leaving their husbands regardless of what they did. And nowadays, we shame people for staying. So you got to ask yourself, what's important? The dedication of your husband's love to you and rededicating to your life. I mean, what's seven girls? I mean, it's just seven little sexes. Come on. I mean, what's seven sexes amongst friends? I mean, just a little bit of the sex. He just dabbled in the sex a little bit. He ain't take, it wasn't eight girls. What, nine? I mean, wasn't 10, wasn't a dozen or a baker's dozen, just seven. You know, our sister says you have sex on the weekend. He just had the weekend and the weekday. That's it. Just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love, and then Sunday. I feel like you're in a precarious situation because he confessed to his bishop, which is also your father. So now your dad knows all your business. And he's like, well, you know what would God want you to do? And I'm like, man, daddy, he didn't sleep with seven different women on you. That was on me. The other thing Esther Perel says, and I don't know how I feel about this, but it's an interesting thought. She says that, by the way, she's a very famous couples therapist. My wife listens to her a lot of times. She says that people usually cheat on their spouse and has nothing to do with their spouse at all. It's usually their own problems, self-esteem, thoughts, and all that stuff. And there's nothing you could have done. So I don't know that you dressing sexy or not was the answer anyway. But the long and short of it is you got to look in the mirror and look at your fellow church members and your friends and family and ask yourself, can you do it? Can you look at that man in the face and know he looked at another woman in the face and put his peen in her vagine? Can you sleep at night knowing that he was all up and through a vulva? Another vulva? How did you enter another vulva? Ask him that. You entered another vulva on me? But if you're dedicated and you love him, you want to take him back, you know what they say? The eighth time's a charm. That eighth woman is you, and it's all love. Next question. My boyfriend and I have been together for about a year now. I'm supposed to move in with him four hours away in a few weeks. This entails me transferring to a new position, leaving my amazing coworker and family behind. I love my boyfriend. I hope he's worth the sacrifice. The thing is, he doesn't love me. He's told me recently he's not sure how he feels about me. Yet he's the one who told me to move in. I feel like he does love me from his actions, but his words don't match up. He also gets a tendency to take little digs at me. He calls me annoying and says I'm selfish, both of which are true. Lately, it seems like he insults me even more. I'm giving up a lot to be with him, and I'm not sure that I should. Oh, and this man is not helping me move out of my place. I have to move out regardless of moving 4 hours away instead of helping me. He's going to hang out with his friends all weekend. Who does that? It wouldn't be fair not to mention he's a great guy and can be supportive. I'm just worried I'll be looking over the red flags to see what I want. Listen, what I'm going to tell you what this man wants. Help with the bills. You understand me? I love a lot of people in this world, and I very rarely help people move. Okay? The only person that I would help move is my wife, the love of my life. I think what this man wants is some help. Rent is high. Inflation is going up. All these new streaming services. How is he going to get Netflix and ESPN Plus and Disney Plus and Apple Plus and Prime Video if you ain't going to help him with the rent? If that man can't help you by coming 4 hours away to help you come 4 hours to him, then what you going there for? Just because you have to move don't mean you got to move in with him. Girl, you deserve better. Talking about he don't love me. What is you moving for? Unless you just need help on the rent, you got to love yourself more than that, huh? Letting that man call you selfish and annoying, and now you accepting these thoughts as your own? Drake? He's a great guy and can be supportive. Listen, thing about red flags is when you're looking at red flags with rose-colored glasses, they just look like flags. Take them glasses off. See that man for who he is, a person who wants to take advantage of you, and then you don't do it. Move somewhere else, live alone,
live with a girlfriend, move back to your parents' house, but you gonna just be writing me 4 months from now talking about he got another girl and living here and he done had cheated on me with 8 women. And do you really want that? No, I don't think that you do. You already know in your heart, baby, girl, what you gotta do. You gotta stand on your own 2 feet, even if you don't have 10 toes. Next question. Dear Kev, I've been married for over 12 years and my husband and I enjoy an active sex life, except when it comes to oral sex. He enjoys going down on me often, and I would enjoy going down on him more often if he was cleaner. I enjoy doing the sex for him mostly in the shower. I don't know why, but it's much more pleasurable for me. I feel much freer to do it and take my time. I've done it for him since shower when I was drunk, but it wasn't fun for me. He feels that if I truly love him, I should be able to give him head when he brings his funky behind home from work. He likes dirty, spontaneous sex. Why does spontaneous sex have to be dirty? Sorry, no locky, funky penis and balls. I offer to take him to the shower and bathe him and then bathe him, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, proverbial wink. He says the water's too hot. A shower's supposed to be hot. I like a hot shower. How can you get clean in cold water? If I can't wash it, it can't go in my mouth. How can we solve this problem? Sincerely, Fellatio Frustration. Here's the thing. To the brother out there, you can't have funky balls, man. And interestingly enough, I have the perfect solution for you. And it's something that I use my very own self. It's called Manscaped. It's a hair trimmer and ball wash. Yes. Gentlemen, listen to me. I know you might not believe this because you want to be Gruffy McGee. But women don't want stinking balls around them, near their face, near their body. And they don't want you to be Harry and the Hendersons either. Okay? And Manscaped is the perfect solution for you. It's the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. I used it last night in the shower. It's waterproof. Not only can you trim, it comes with ball wash that you can put on afterwards and make sure you're smelling amazing. Women don't love nothing more than a man who is well-groomed and well-fragranced. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. Don't use the same trimmer on your face as you use on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has a crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Your stankin' musty balls. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code DEAR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Again, 20% off. Free shipping with the code DEAR at manscaped.com. That's D-E-A-R. 20% off and free shipping using DEAR. Although that was an ad, I fully support and believe in that. You take the time to brush your teeth and floss and use mouthwash so that people can smell your breath and your breath will be in their face. Ah, your breath is minty fresh. You take time to wash dirt, oil, and enzymes from your body so that people can hug you and be around. Oh, minty fresh. But you have the unmitigated gall to say, I'm not finna wash my balls. And then you put those in there? Are you crazy? I submit to you, he don't love you enough. If he don't want to at least take a shower, I'm all for spontaneous sex, but it's gotta be spontaneously clean. Let's both take a shower, use our Manscaped, dust up, and then say, oh, what do you want to do, have sex? Spontaneous. You're not crazy. The simple answer is this. Man, no, I ain't putting no funky part of you in me. Not here, not there, not anywhere. I will not put stinky balls in my mouth. I would not put stinky balls down south. This is Dr. Seuss for sex. You can't put those stinky balls down here. You can't put those stinky balls up there. You can't put those stinky balls anywhere. No, 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 no. Sir, from man to man. Respect Joe Johnson. Balls and chains should be clean and groomed. And also, it looks bigger when it's shaved. You're like, hey, man, you get a haircut or you just grew? Both. The least you can do as a husband. 12 years of stinking balls. You've been through too much, young lady. You deserve better. Buy that for your husband and say, listen, you do that consistently, I'll do this consistently. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, proverbial wink. Once again, you can submit your questions to Dear Kev at kevonstage.com. And you're always remain anonymous. Dear Kev, please keep me anonymous. I just told you I would. Thanks. I started dating my boyfriend 2 years ago. We were in college. I came home on an extended break for different reasons. It's been hard to communicate with him, and the one thing led to another, and I started to connect with my ex, and we started a physical relationship again. How do I tell my boyfriend, whom I love and can see a future with, or I'm sorry, do I tell my boyfriend whom I love and can see a future with, or do I break things off with my ex and pretend it never happened? I don't have feelings for my ex, but he knows how to please me. I love my boyfriend, but he ignores my advances because he says it's not cool for him because he got to wait to get married because he wants to be a blameless pastor one day. I told him, let's get married quickly then because he's a great man now and I really want to experience intimacy with him, but he wants to do the blessings of others and finish school first. Do I ignore my womanly urges or do I break up with my boyfriend and give him the chance to find a woman who will be a better pastor's wife? My boyfriend says the thought of another woman isn't even in his mind and he doesn't want anyone else and no one else could be better for him. He says if he married someone else, he'd always compare her to me. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. My ex says he wants me, but he can't be what I need. Here's the thing. The past is the past for a reason. That man who's your ex, he ain't your current. Why? Because it didn't work out. The thing about sex is this. A lot of times, exes can have great sex. It isn't usually the sex why we break up with them. It's the other stuff. And you ain't having sex the majority of your relationship. Even if you're having a lot of sex, if you're a regular functioning human being, you're doing a lot more other stuff than having sex. And that's why sex ain't enough to keep you. Now, as far as being a blameless pastor, that's boring. Who wants to be a blameless pastor? I like pastors who used to sell drugs, were on drugs, used to beat up people. I like good stories of how God has done so much. I don't want to hear, oh, I was saved my whole life, and then I got older and I was still saved, and then I became a pastor and I just been saved. I want to say, man, I ran the Crips. I killed 88 people and I didn't even go to jail. God knows my heart and God knows where the bodies are buried. So tell your husband to be potentially, man, blameless. The only person in the world who was blameless completely was the Jesus. And they killed him. Get some cool stories. It's interesting to have a woman try to get married to a man and he don't want to do it because he wants to remain celibate. That's impressive. I commend him, therefore, brethren. But if he's not sure about being with you right now as a husband and you're not sure whether you want to be, then maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship with neither one. Find yourself. And then you can find him or him. But you're stuck because you are confusion. And the Bible says God is not the author of what? Confusion. Come on in here, all over the building we're standing. Here's the last question, and then I got to get on home and see what thus saith the Lord. Hey, Kev, so my boyfriend pretended to be someone else by texting me from an app-generated phone number. He texted me like he knew who I was, but I had no clue. He talked about taking me out on a date, and he can treat me better than my real boyfriend could. I'm still trying to figure out who this is. Maybe someone from my past? Well, I ignored it. About a month later, I'm going through my boyfriend's phone, and I find the app and the messages. Proof and evidence that it was him all along. I'm pissed. Should I break up with him because he clearly doesn't trust me? Am I being dramatic about the situation? Help. Women do this stuff all the time. Hey, I'll text my boyfriend. I actually did this too. I never did that actual thing, but when I go buy a new iPhone, when I be at the Sprint store, I would get one of their phones and I would text my homegirls and homeboys and just say wild stuff to them. I never text my wife and be like, is your husband treating you right? Because I could treat you better. Because what she was like, yeah, you could treat me better. Then my heart's broken. What you want to do is break up with him now. Because you ain't got no trust. He don't trust you. You don't trust him. He thinks you're going to cheat on him. Maybe you thought about it. Maybe you didn't. But your trust is broken. I would take screenshots from his phone. How you do this with an app? And then you don't even lock your own phone. And she finds out that you were lying to her by having your own. Boy, men be dumb. Dumb. Dummy dumb. I don't think you're being dramatic, young lady. I think he was pragmatic. And the only problem is he got caught. Sometimes things only sound worse when you actually can find them out. Had he never been found out, you would have let bygones be bygones. But now you got to call him out on his mess. That's the option. Don't break up with him. Say, listen, man, what is up with you? Do you not trust me? Why don't you trust me? What have I done to not be worthy of your trust? Huh? Huh? Screenshot his phone, send it to him and say, I got you. And then don't respond to his text for 3 weeks. Drive that man insane. And then tell me what he says. Email me back. This has been another edition of Dear Kev on Stage. Thank you so much for sending your questions. Without you, this show wouldn't exist. So if you wanted to keep going, you got to send your questions in. You remain anonymous. Don't worry. Send them to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. And check me out every Friday on Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are found, on Facebook and YouTube. And drink your water. Floss your teeth and wipe front to back. See you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.